Now, children, kindly turn to page 44 and let us learn about the vegetation and the life of the people. There are hardly any trees in this region. Cactus, hardy grasses, and thorny bushes grow here. Some places in the desert have a store of underground water like lakes or deep wells. These are called oases. Villages and cities grow around these oases. People grow crops such as wheat, barley, dates, melons, and vegetables like tomatoes. The most important tree of an oasis is date palm. Dates are eaten as well as exported to other countries. The leaves and wood of the trees are used to make mats, baskets, building materials, and other products. The people who live here are mainly nomads, that is, they wander from place to place in search of pasture lands for their animals. They are called Bedouins. Their main occupation is keeping herds of camels, sheep, goats, and other animals. They live in tents made of cloth or animal hides. They move in groups, forming long rows of camels called the caravans. The camel is a very useful animal in a desert and is called the ship of the desert. It can travel fast in a sandy desert because of its wide padded feet which do not sink. It can survive without food or water for many days. The Bedouins make clothes, carpets, mats, ropes and tents out of the camel's hair and hides of animals. They trade in these things for things they need, such as dates, tea, coffee, bread, food grains, salt, and medicines. The long cotton gown worn by the Saudi men is called the thawb. The long rope worn by the women is called the abba. Now, due to the discovery of oil, the lifestyle of the people is changing fast. The mineral oil discovered here, also known as liquid gold, is exported to many countries all over the world. It has brought immense wealth to these desert lands. Mineral oil is refined into petroleum and transported to the ports in tankers. Science and technology has helped to make the life of people more comfortable. Superhighways, port facilities, high-rise buildings, and modern utility services are being provided in older cities. Riyadh is the capital of Saudi Arabia. It is a modern, well-planned city with skyscrapers, parks, markets, hospitals, and educational institutions. Jeddah is a commercial city and a busy seaport. King Abdul Aziz International Airport in Jeddah is one of the largest airports in Saudi Arabia. Mecca and Medina are holy centers of pilgrimage for the Muslims. Every year, millions of Muslims from all over the world go to Mecca, the holiest center of pilgrimage for the Muslims. Due to the efforts of the government of Saudi Arabia, a hot and barren desert has become a land of prosperity. People from other countries go and live and work in Saudi Arabia. Thank you.